Unit 8. Listen to the talk and answer questions 1 to 5.
Last week, we looked at the transfer of science from ancient Greece to ancient Rome and how this knowledge resurfaced later during the Renaissance. Today, I am going to move to the East and look at Chinese science. Actually, the West owes a great deal to Chinese science. By this, I mean that a lot of Western technology is actually built upon Chinese science. In fact, it was estimated by the great sinologist Joseph Needham that more than half of the basic inventions and discoveries upon which the modern world depends come from China. This transfer of technology also shows how closely humanity is connected, and that the world has always been more of a global village than is commonly thought. Most people know that fireworks, the compass, paper, and printing were first invented in China, but they do not realize how many other ordinary things such as wheelbarrows, fishing reels, and playing cards were also invented there. Many seemingly simple Chinese inventions, like the iron plow and rudder, changed the course of history. European exploration and the colonization of the world that followed the Age of Discovery were built on Eastern nautical technology. Shipping is not usually an area of expertise associated with China. Yet, except for the last few centuries, its nautical technology was superior to the West's. European ships were simple, one-masted boats, without rudders, and fitted with ineffectual square sails. Chinese masts and sails allowed ships to sail into the wind. European ones couldn't. The adoption of Chinese technology, particularly the development of three-masted ships, enabled the great voyages of Magellan and Columbus. Much of this shipping technology was transferred by diffusion. In other words, it came to the West indirectly, in this case, by Arab sailors. One of the greatest gifts China gave to the world was a good plow. The plow was taken back to Holland in the early 1600s, from where it spread through Europe and across the Atlantic to America. The introduction of the new plow has been described as the single most important element in the European agricultural revolution. Chinese plows had a cast iron share, the share is the blade that cuts through the soil, and a mould board, that is, a curved plate of iron attached above the share that turns the soil to the side and thereby greatly reduces friction on the plough. Chinese ploughs were strong and allowed the ploughing depth to be adjusted. European ploughs had a crude share attached to a piece of wood, couldn't be adjusted for depth, and had no mould board. The difference in muscle power required to work the two types is incredible. Chinese farmers could plough with a single ox, but Europeans needed a large team of oxen. To recap, the Chinese ploughs were more efficient, stronger, and could be adjusted for depth.